Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim's Skin time, it's 30-something, brother, and let me tell you, we've got my wingman, Zambo.
Heyo.
And I've got Mr. Michael Goncalves. Oh, wow, that was a good one, I like that.
Impressive.
I
need
a little bit of energy. It was like yeah. I couldn't even do it right now.
Dude, I do ad libs, man.
That's what you go, boy.
I got the voice for ad lib.
Well, anyway, Within Brim's Skin, as always, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need.
Nice.
So, you know, it's been a crazy freaking week. It was like constant running for me.
Yeah.
My wife was sick.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to handle all of that. And, you know, take care of her because I'm a good husband.
You're a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy.
You're a nice little guy.
I'm not a goy. I'm a Jew. I'm not a goy.
I said goy.
Guy. Goy is a goy. You're a goy. Well, you're a halfwit. He's the goy.
I'm like a three-quarter goy.
Yeah, you're a goy, Goncalves.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not cultured.
Better than being a chach.
Okay. Well, that's right. Or a chooch. You know what
Ooh,
I'm saying?
There you go.
Anyway, so let's just start the day off, right?
Today's secret word is...
carrot. So remember, everybody, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, when you hear the secret word, you got to do what? Scream real loud. So, you know, make sure, even if you're in court today, you know what I'm saying, and you hear the word, you got to scream. It's the rules. I didn't make the rules. I just make sure to put them out there. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
I enforce them.
Fair enough.
Is that cool?
Sure.
Carrot. Yeah. Come on, Goncalves. You got to get on it.
When it's real, man, when it's real, don't put me on the spot. It's got to come out natural.
So anyway.
Remember, ad-lib is natural.
Ad-lib is natural.
It's a way of life.
So apparently this past week in Chicago, a state rep was actually doing an interview with CBS, and he was talking about there's like an overabundance in of pigeons down in Chi-Town, and especially at the Chi-Town Transit Authority, where it's actually known as Pigeon Poop Station. The sidewalks covered with feathers, bird crap, the whole nine yards. So he's doing the interview, and apparently one of the pigeons decided to let one loose right on his head on air, live.
That's a sign of good luck.
Hell yeah.
That's a sign of good luck. It's fine. That's fine.
That pigeon didn't give any ucks, but he did give a hit.
At least he wasn't like looking up at the sky, mouth wide open, going, oh, that's pretty.
That's one of my favorite videos ever. That news anchor who eats it, it's the best.
What? I didn't know about that. Tell me about
it. It's like 20 years old. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I not see this?
I don't remember the context. This guy's like in a backyard. He's like, yeah, I'm a news anchor or whatever. And like a bird like takes a dump on his shoulder. He's like, that's hilarious. Looks up laughing right in his mouth.
Oh, yep.
Greatest video I've ever seen.
Yep.
So oh my
that
God.
One dude that's one of that one that Louisiana
the moth?
News anchor with the moth that goes right into his mouth and he goes ah mother and just starts going nuts off camera.
Oh,
really you make me vomit.
Oh,
funny. That was classic.
Can you imagine getting a turd in your mouth like that?
No, but I've gotten one in a pina colada once and that was not a fun time.
What?
Yeah, so I was sitting on the beach at one of the
sorry.
No, fair enough. I think about that.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
There you go. I was actually sitting drinking a pina colada with my family on vacation, and I was looking away, and I just heard a bloop, and I look, and I'm like, what was that? And I just look, there's just this bird turd in my pina colada.
A bird turd.
And I just went, oh,
it's good luck.
Just got this.
Oh, that bird was like.
Nothing for you.
Yeah, basically. So I went up to the bartender, and they're like, man, that sucks. Here's another one. So, good guy bartender. Thanks, Tim.
They say it's good luck, though.
I know, but yeah, how is that good luck?
On. Because your day could be so much worse. Yeah. It's just a reminder.
So hold on a second. So if you're walking through a zoo and you're walking past like the gorillas and they like chuck a chunk of crap at you,
could
that's good
worse?
Luck?
100%.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Wow!
You could have been hit by a truck full of gorilla poop.
That's true. I'll give you that.
The grill is kind of giving you a warning, like I'm throwing this poop in your direction instead of trying to break that glass.
You know?
Oh my God. Okay.
So when think about that.
Yeah. Okay. So, good point. So Zambo and I were doing an appearance in Buffalo. So we went to the Buffalo Zoo or the Niagara Zoo?
We went to the Niagara Zoo.
The Niagara Zoo. And what do you call it? They had us behind the scenes and everything. So they, you know, had us walking in. We fed elephants straight up.
Beautiful.
You know, we did a whole bunch of really cool things.
That's right.
Then they brought us over to the gorilla area. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. Steve's like, all right, yeah, this should be cool. We went over, and there was this one alpha gorilla.
Just staring us down.
Just like with those beady-ass black eyes staring at us from, like, okay, now, not, mind you, this is like all enclosed, inside enclosure.
Yep.
And this gorilla's on the opposite side of the entire exhibit, and it's just standing there giving us this freaking side eye, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, he's side-eyeing us to death. Mm-hmm. And we're going, all right, what's going on? When I tell you homeboy runs full speed at us, jumps up in the air like an anime freaking cartoon, and slams both fists at the freaking the window right in front of us.
Yep.
Steve and I were like, okay, I think it's time to go.
And the zookeeper's like, yeah, no, he does that a lot. He doesn't like me either.
He doesn't like men.
And in that small moment, you kind of like want to appreciate life a little bit.
It's like he
but
can
also,
crush my skull with his pinky. You know what I mean?
And you got to go... How many years in evolution did it take for us to finally be like, all right, we got to put like a fence around
him? You know? Right, so a fence didn't work.
Or just leave him, black. You know, where he came from.
Leave him alone. Like,
go back from where you came from. This is not a political show.
Zoos are dumb because, like, those animals are, like, shouldn't be in there. I don't know how to make that any more
Unless
obvious.
There's, like, rehabilitation. But
rehab zoos are perfect, really like the Irwins thing. And everything. But like,
luckily, the Niagara Zoo is one of those. So, I mean, like, I get what you mean, but a lot of zoos aren't like that.
Like, giraffes are fine. Like, I don't think giraffes care. But, like, gorillas, those guys are smart.
Let me tell you, this dude, this thing was, like, staring at us.
And, like, right before we were leaving, he was dragging around one of the chairs in the enclosure, too. That they
throwing things at the freaking window. Like, I don't know how the thing didn't break. I gotta be honest.
I'm glad
the thing was thick, but can you imagine if that thing? Listen, you
I'd
and I
gone.
Know we would have chucked him in front of us, and we would have.
It's probably seen some of your matches. Yeah. That's why.
Well, listen, I think I could have lasted about a hot minute. A minute. I would have lasted. No. 1 minute. Well, I wouldn't have lasted more than a minute. I would have gotten creamed. That thing was huge, bro.
Yeah.
You don't think you could last at least a minute?
I'd last 10 seconds before myself. Pardon my French.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Don't worry.
I would have definitely hit myself, but I don't, you know.
Nah.
Like, that's like, oh, no. What do you do?
I mean, when we were in the lion enclosure, I clenched. I clenched hard.
This is true. Okay, so we were in the lion enclosure same day. So what do you call it? So they brought us in. So now you have to stay. There's like a little walkway, and on both sides there's all cells. Like I guess you're gonna call it lion prison, but you know what I mean. It's all the cages where the lions are, and they're on both sides of you. Mm-hmm. So they tell you make sure no matter what. You don't step out of the little chalk lines on both sides.
Yeah, it's like a yellow line.
We're like, what do you mean? Why? You know, they're behind the cages. It's like, no. You don't understand. They can reach out just like cats do. They'll reach out because they're big cats, and they will grab you, slap you, claw you. They will get you.
Yep.
So you have to stay in between those two lines. So Zambo and I were like,
yeah, okay,
not
cool.
Moving.
That's easy.
We weren't moving.
Yeah, we're just kind of like penguin walking in between. It's not too bad. We're like, all right, this ain't so bad. And then one of them roars, and we're like, whoop!
Yeah.
Like immediate anal clench. We're like, yeah, nah.
Don't uck with the Wild Kingdom, bro.
You don't, man.
it was bad. That's right behind us. Right behind us.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this? Would you have pissed yourself?
Oh, yeah.
You would have pissed yourself.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
I probably wouldn't have been conscious to know
I'm not
if I pissed myself.
Yeah, I'm not a small guy. I'm feeling like if I move too much in one direction, like a quarter inch, I'm getting slapped. I'm getting grabbed. It's, you know.
Luckily, half of them were asleep and just didn't care, but there was just that one.
Oh, yeah.
Just roaming his cage, just going, yeah, you try something, boy. You try something, I'll make you squeal, boy. Yeah, you come close, I'm going to get you, boy. It was like one of that type of taunts.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oof.
and terrifying.
Seriously, but listen, one of the coolest experiences, you know what I mean? I get to go to a lot of these zoos and get to go behind the scenes, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. So it was nice for Zambo to be able to experience that.
It was fantastic.
You know, it was very it's very different. You know, mm-hmm. like I've gotten to feed bears, baby bears before. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to feed the rhinos before. You know what I mean? The gators and stuff like that. Like really cool behind the scenes things.
Yeah.
But you know, like that lion thing was crazy.
That put reality in check more than the gorilla cage.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, yeah. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hi, this is Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario and Luigi and a whole bunch of other pals there. And you're listening to my pal, Brim Italia. Woohoo!
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Carol Spinney, better known as Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. And you're listening to my good friend, Brimstone.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy, do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm Young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only, Brim. Keep listening, because there's a lot more bounties ahead.
And we're back to Within Bram Skin.
Hey-o.
So I want to make sure that everybody is out there watching Dancing with the Stars this season.
How come?
Because Kel Mitchell's on, my boy
oh,
Kel.
Right. I'm sorry, I actually forgot for a brief moment that he was still on. Nothing against it.
That he was still on? They just stopped?
I honestly forgot that Dancing with the Stars existed for like half a second.
Wow.
Nothing against Kel. You know that.
Of course not.
I love Kel from every fiber of my being.
Love Kel.
I never pay attention to that. You know me. I never pay attention to what's
okay.
on TV half the time.
Everybody should be watching Dancing with the Stars this season. Yes. If you don't watch it, watch it. My boy Kel Mitchell is on the season. Mm. I am very, very excited about it. What do you call it? It's going to be cool.
I think it's going to be great.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not looking at you.
You're shaking your head at me.
No, I was looking out the distance. That has nothing to do with you.
Are you sure?
You're not that special.
Thanks.
Oh.
I have to think some people don't like your voice.
Thank you, Mike.
Dude.
I love your voice.
Me too.
I think it's great.
I love it too.
I think we should use it more often.
I'm quite the voice actor, you know? I mean, my work in one ad.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I enjoyed the work in the ad. But anyway, nice. I wanted to talk about this this thing I heard about. Now, there's something to be said mm-hmm. about how some dreams can be like so vivid and so in the moment that you think they're real.
Oh yeah.
You guys have had them before, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Many a times. Yeah, yeah. Now, this happened to be the case for a woman in California who has since gone viral after swallowing her engagement ring. Did you guys hear about this?
Nope.
Okay. So this woman, her name is Jenna Evans. She was sleepwalking the night, one of the nights this past week, in where she popped her 2.4-carat diamond ring in her mouth, then washed it down with a glass of water. Okay.
Tasty.
Now, it was in the midst of her dream. She was in the middle of being chased by quote unquote bad guys on a high speed train, where the only foreseeable way to not have to give up her prized jewelry would be to inhale it like an Oreo cookie.
Okay.
So she sucked it down. And when she woke up, she actually thought that it was all a dream until she realized that the ring was missing from her finger. So obviously her and her husband, her fiance, I should say,
yes.
Went to urgent care where they, you know, had an x-ray and so forth. And they confirmed that she indeed had eaten a couple of carrots. Get it? Carrots. So a gastroenterologist, I don't know how to say that.
Words are hard, man. Words
how do you
hard.
Say that? Gastroenterologist.
Let me see.
Sounds about
gastroenterologist.
Right.
Gastroenterologist. Gastro.
I think we would have looked that up before we recorded.
I don't care. It's my damn show.
Gastroenterologist.
I said it somewhat right. Gastroenterologist.
Gastrologist.
He or she advised an emergency upper endoscopy.
Endoscopy. That's right.
All right. In order to retrieve the ring. Now, rather than have her try to do it the natural way, which I think would have completely torn
Mr. Shotgun
up. Can you imagine having a big ring like that and trying to crap it out?
Imagine a kidney stone.
Yeah, no.
It's basically the same thing.
No. But kidney stones coming out of your schmeckle.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is the worst freaking pain
your
ever. Have you ever had a kidney stone?
No, I'm 20.
Don't ever get.
Bro, so what?
I'm in my 20s.
I've actually
that's something you only get when you're
older. And she says it's the worst experience of her life.
What causes that? So many different things.
It's a lot. It's like high calcium.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, it's not good.
I drink a lot of water.
Mm.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's good.
Just remember, roller coasters can cause them to dislodge.
When you are sitting and it's there and it's ready to finally come out, like you're peeing and it's like, and you literally hear it and feel it. It is disgusting. Mm-hmm. But going through your entire urethras and all that garbage, man, it hurts. It's so bad.
It is aggressive.
The most incredibly horrible, god-awful pain. All right?
Speaking from experience?
Yes.
Like, out of all honesty?
You don't remember that?
No, actually, I don't. Wait. Was this 2 years ago?
It was a couple years back.
So this was back at the old studio?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually remember it now.
Yeah. So I wound up, I was, like, having the worst pains, and no matter which way I tossed and turned, I'm like, something's wrong.
Like,
I was
why?
Like, I need to go to the hospital.
So circling the drain back.
Yeah.
You think that's worse than the ring?
Well, here it is. Okay, so this is like a little pebble coming out of your schlong, okay? Yeah. Now, this would be an actual ring coming out of your anus. Oof. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like six in one. Now, but the thing is...
Well, it depends on how many prongs. Well, that's, 6 prongs could be 4 prongs.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
six in one or a 4 in 1, it depends on the prongs.
There you go. Nice, well played. Well played. Now, if that's coming out of your rear end, you know what I'm saying? It's going to scrape the crap out of your ass, right? Oof.
Unless it sits for a while and kind of gets like rolled in the oats, you know what I mean?
Imagine
and then it comes
you
out smooth.
Imagine you have hemorrhoid too, like it'll get stuck in there. You can actually write on glass with your ass. You know what I'm saying? Kind of. All right,
magical, mystical Mister can etch glass with his ass.
Anyway, so what do you call it now? So this, you know, it's a funny story to a certain extent, but I actually think that one of my favorite parts that I found very, very amusing was that, she made a big post and so forth, which went viral. Mm-hmm. She stated that the surgeon had her sign the release form in case she died during the operation.
Fair enough.
Her response to this.
Is that aggressive?
Yes.
make sure you.
Her response to this was, I would be so mad if I died. Hey, idiot, you're dead. You wouldn't be so mad.
Maybe she believes
you couldn't be mad. Again, you'd be dead.
Maybe she believes in ghosts.
You're talking trash about someone who ate a ring.
This is true.
Not exactly the smartest.
No, I mean, but she was sleeping.
That's not a good excuse.
So
that ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
So have you never been like so enthralled in a dream that you thought it was real?
Yeah, I've never swallowed anything, though.
Well, as far as you know.
That's true.
I don't know. You've been hanging out with some of the boys lately? You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Dude. No rings.
No. Well,
I told you these stories in confidence.
Listen, you never know. Somebody has a Prince Albert. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. He's thinking about it.
No,
he's thinking
I don't.
About it. I know you don't do that. That's an Alex thing. But what do you call it? Yeah, man.
I'm just trying to, like, Prince Albert.
Do you know what a Prince Albert is?
Dude, I'm not that smart.
Don't.
Really?
Don't think about it.
Yeah, don't tell me what it is. I don't really care, but, like.
No, you need to know what it is.
No, you don't.
A Prince Albert is through the head of your schlong.
Yeah.
It's through the head.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then a double Prince Albert is one going one way and one going the other way.
All right.
How bored do you have to get?
I'm really bored, I guess. I know like two people that actually have those. And it is I've unfortunately had to see them.
You know, like when you wake up
gross.
In the morning and you got two different streams, think like six.
Yeah.
Basically before you put the rings in.
Next topic.
Yeah, anyway.
Next topic, please.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you call it? So they retrieved the ring after surgery. She was fine. But then another part of the story that had me asking what the hell is wrong with this world.
Where's the diamond?
She was told by the doctors that, you know, she was only allowed to eat, you know, the following, you know, certain things after the procedure.
Of course.
So those would be like soup and crackers, light sandwiches, yogurt and such.
Mott's applesauce.
Yeah.
Soft foods. Yeah.
Now, rather than listening, you know, she, you know, felt that she was, I'm good. I'm not going to have any more issues. So she said, screw it. I want In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A. What the hell?
What a champ.
What a child. Like, I mean, she's going to come out doing adult porn, guaranteed.
That's gang.
She's going to come out and do adult movies. She's got to.
What's her name going to be? Diamond Star?
Diamond Star. I don't know. 24.
Get me?
Carrot. Ah! All right. Well, anyway.
Or starfish.
So, meanwhile, her chocolate starfish. Her idiot husband. Yikes. First of all, he wasn't even going to give her the ring back right away.
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, I don't know about all that." And then he gave it to her. But her idiot husband was like, "Gee, okay, it sounds like a great idea." And he bought her a double with mustard, cheese fries, and a chocolate shake. But apparently, put his foot down and denied her the Chick-fil-A. No
frietts.
Huh? So you know, like If my wife did something so stupid and was like, all right, go get me something like that afterwards, I'd be like, no. Are you out of your mind? You're going to be eating baby food for the next week. Screw that.
I would just
Maybe a milkshake, maybe a chocolate shake. Yeah, soft food.
Maybe.
Not a bad idea.
That would be such
chunks of like other stuff.
That would be such an awesome story, though. Like, I'm kind of thinking about how like you got, you know, your ring and everything.
Yeah.
We're like, you're passing that down to like, say, your grandchild or something. They're like, wow, this is beautiful. And then you kind of just sneak in. Yeah, that was in your grandmother's asshole.
That's like the scene with the watch from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
This watch
was in my ass for 7 years, and now it's yours.
You think that raises or depreciates its value?
I think it does.
It depends on the ass it's coming out of.
Well, it's Christopher Walken, so it depends on how much you like that man.
Oy, Gavalt. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Within Brimskin.
Oof.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $299.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all-natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picante. Picante takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picante is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picante's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picante with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicanteTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
Hi, this is Stan Lee, and you're listening to Grindhouse Radio with my old pal Brimstone, Excelsior.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Steve Coulter from The Walking Dead. I played Reg, and you are listening to my brother Brimstone on the radio.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, a Pennsylvania couple. Mm-hmm. You're going to like this, guys.
Go for it.
You're going to like this. They went on a $120,000 spending spree.
Oh, good for them.
Wouldn't you guys enjoy that?
Hell yeah. If I had $120,000, I'd be very happy right now.
So you might not think that it's, you know, bad. You know, you might be like, hey, you know,
money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure as hell helps the smiling.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they bought a new SUV,
okay,
a race car, a couple of four wheelers,
what,
and even a camper. Okay, so
this sounds like rural Pennsylvania at best. Got it.
Maybe they would have gotten, it would have been cool if they would have gotten a little van, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, van life.
Van life, hashtag.
I would have just used the 120 to buy a van and just make it a van life van. Hell yeah.
Well, there you go. They paid all their bills, and they even made a donation of $15,000 to a couple of friends in need.
Okay.
So that seems like a really nice thing, right?
Good spirits. Good spirits.
Now, you might be thinking to yourself, this seems like it's not such a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you might also have said, you know, I wish I had that cash to spend, right?
I just did, yeah.
I just did, yeah. Well, that's because I didn't give you the whole story.
Oh, delightful.
So this $120,000 was accidentally deposited into their account by a bank teller, and they're now being brought to trial over the spending of it.
See?
Hell yeah!
That's the way I want to go out, with someone else's mistake and me being blamed for it. You know,
like, think about it. So it's the bank, BB&T, what do you call it? No free ads. Allegedly let the couple know around June 20th, which is my son's birthday. Shout out. Yay.
Shout out.
That they realized there was an error and said that they were responsible for returning the funds. Of course, the couple were like, yeah, F you, Jobu.
Yeah,
nah. They didn't pay them back. And thus the bank took legal action and faces felony theft charges. Now, who's really at fault here?
The bank.
I think it's the bank.
100% the bank, because there's enough money to go around, you rich bastards. Come on.
Like, think about it.
Make that in a second.
Me personally, I mean, if it was me, it was in my account, I'd be like, all right, you know, like, this is my money. Yeah. I would have closed it. I would have closed the account out.
Yeah.
And then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I closed out my account. You gave me the money. That means you didn't see any issues. That was my money to take out, right? Agreed?
Yeah.
Maybe they should have just closed down the damn account.
Was he going to give it back?
No.
See, the point is to close the account,
but I guess
all the funds, then move to Sweden, and then open another account with that money, so that way you're good, and just revoke your U.S. visa and just live in Sweden for the rest of your life.
But for 120 grand, is it worth it?
In Sweden? That's like half a mil right there. Hell yeah.
I don't know. This is, well, maybe. Wow.
Roughly.
I don't know currency.
Can you imagine that? If it was worth that much there? And you're like, all right, see you, peace. And if you were single, get a couple of blondes, you know what I'm saying? Lots of cake to go around, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
That's what
I
mean.
I find out right now.
I mean, I'm not into blondes, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no. Okay. You're looking at 1.2 mil of
there
Swedish
you go.
Krona.
There you go. But how far?
Yeah, daddy. Yeah.
How far
Mike's
does...
like, damn, I want this to happen.
But
now,
how far does each dollar, you know, go there? That's the question. You know what I mean?
Well, like, strong.
Like, yeah. A chocolate bar there is like $50 or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I mean, that's what, you know, you don't know how it is. You know,
no, it's true. It's true. It, like, something could be like a McDonald's meal could be like, you know, 1,000 kroner.
Yeah. How much is McDonald's in Sweden?
Yeah. How much is a McDonald's? I'm going to ask like, how much is a Big Mac?
How much is a Big Mac?
Is a
I don't think
Big
they use
Mac
that system.
In krona.
I think it's a Royale with cheese.
Mm.
Big Mac price. 48 kroner. So that's 526 in terms of American dollars.
Okay.
So that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad at all.
Well,
still, though,
I could
get some. You get some gilded IKEA furniture right there.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't
know, baby.
I'm about IKEA.
They probably don't even have IKEA in freaking Sweden.
Where it came from?
They probably don't even have it there.
Is there an
IKEA in Sweden? Is there? I don't know.
Sweden.
I wonder.
Yeah, second largest. It's the second largest IKEA?
The first one's in Brooklyn.
South.
No, it's actually in Norway. Okay, so it's just right next door, essentially.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Fair enough.
It's not far.
Fair
not
enough.
Far.
What do you call it? Well, hey, at the end of the day, you know, it would be, if you had that happen to you, like, would you, what would you do? Would you, like, freak out? Would you be going, all right, I got to take this money out? Or would you actually say something about it?
No, I'd keep it. What do you? Serious?
That's I would totally go to jail for fraud.
But that's the thing. But they're, you know, these people are now going have a potential.
I already told you my intentions.
They're potentially
going
to jail.
Sweden.
What?
They're potentially going to jail.
I would move out of the country. I wouldn't even guess.
You wouldn't even think about it,
dude. Move to Colombia or something
for 120 G's. That's it. I mean, that's not a lot of money.
I'll come back eventually.
In Colombia?
In Colombia?
That's so much coke.
Yeah.
Dude,
what the hell are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
You got at least 20K in hookers, 100 grand in coke.
This just goes
done.
To show you, like,
hello.
Morality is a really, like, interesting
really
subject.
It's,
like, sometimes you're like, how could they do that? And you go, oh, okay.
I get it.
Yeah, it's fair. It's not morally correct, but, like, I see where you fell for that, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Split it down the middle. Boom, you got the coke and you got the hoas. You're done.
Shooter, shoot their shot, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think, to be completely honest, I think that since it was in there, and it was in there obviously for a long period of time,
if
I truly
like
believe
48 hours, and then there was an issue. Yeah, that'd be a different story. But if it was like a month, 2 months,
I think that it's the teller's issue, mm-hmm. and that, you know, that comes down to the bank, and it's the bank's fault. You know, look, the bank screwed up mm-hmm. On one of my things mm-hmm. not too long ago, and I was lucky enough to catch it.
Yeah.
They put one of my business checks, mm-hmm. one of our business checks, mm-hmm. they almost put it into one of my personal accounts.
Ah,
and I was like, right. And I caught it. So they took it and they fixed it.
Nice.
But if that could get me in a lot of trouble.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so at the end of the day, you know, these tellers, you know, they've got to be trained properly. If this person made a stupid mistake,
mistakes can happen.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's
agreed,
not without consequence.
Agreed.
Trust me on that.
That's a big ass mistake.
But that's a huge ass mistake. You know?
20 grand mistake.
Anyway, so, yeah. So you, I love roller coasters. You guys love roller coasters?
Yeah, as long as they don't dislodge my kidney stones. Sorry.
Do you like a roller coaster?
I do.
I like the idea of roller coasters.
I like the idea. It's
me and roller coasters aren't cool, but I respect them.
All right, fair enough. One thing that I've always been concerned with when I go on roller coasters is, and rides in general, ones that, you know, are quick paced and mm-hmm. so forth, mm-hmm. is thoughts of potentially losing my phone mm-hmm. or other important things like my wallet or my keys, sunglasses. You know what I'm saying?
Your child.
My child. Yeah, true. Well, you know, no. I'm concerned about that. Yeah. well, Jenna's tiny. You know, you could lose Jenna.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We lost her on Superman, so that was fun.
So you had that same issue? I had that issue with Samantha when she was little.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. On Superman Ride Six Flags.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, what do you call it?
That one I know.
Maybe it could
cool.
be similar.
Yeah, I was holding on to her. There was nothing holding her in.
Yikes.
So I was holding her for the entire ride.
She just fit, by the way, for reference. She just fit.
So crazy.
But it's still, it's terrifying.
That's such a thin line of, like, making it and not making the roller coaster, especially with the worker who does not give a shit.
And not to mention,
exactly,
too,
they
like,
don't care.
She had no idea that the floor drops out and then you go lateral
before
it goes.
Oh.
So she didn't know that. She thought, oh, it's going to be cool. We'll be sitting up and going, oh.
Yeah.
But then
she
loved it by the end. It was just one of those moments.
It's crazy.
She loved it when she got off.
Yeah, exactly.
So now what I'm actually surprised about mm-hmm. is that theme parks haven't caught on to this thing with, you know, people, you know, being afraid to lose their stuff and like putting some kind of like temp lockers, you know, where the on and offs are, you know, a lot of the roller coaster rides. Mm-hmm. They don't have that. Like, they have them like sometimes at the beginning of the ride, but who the hell wants to sit and wait on an hour? I mean, I don't wait an hour on the line, but
no.
You know, if you're on an hour, 2 hour wait, some of these lines, you know, what else are you going to do? You want to sit and look at your phone or whatever. So they should have like a couple of them that are set up right at the actual, you know, area to go on. Mm. That being said, what do you call it? They haven't. And someone in New Zealand was on a roller coaster and what do you call it? They were riding and this guy was actually caught on camera literally catching a falling cell phone from the air as he rode on the coaster doing speeds of about 80 miles per hour.
Well, that's cool.
Okay, and this was in Barcelona, Spain. Okay, so this legitimately, I watched the video. This thing is falling from the sky. He sees it. You see his face, and he throws his hand out and snatches it. He plucks it right out of the sky.
Nice. That's awesome.
All right, it
good
was. And you guys have to watch the video. We'll watch it after this.
Yeah, yeah.
BDE right there.
Not only was it a phone, but it was an iPhone X. So it was one of those big ass suckers.
Yeah, one of the $1,000 ones. That
exactly.
Cost literally a second mortgage.
It would have really been a major league costly loss for this person.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? The guy, like I'm telling you, he effortlessly plucked it from the air, and it was incredible. When he got off the ride, he saw a ton of people were surrounding the area that the videos and the pictures were taken. And they were all cheering and applauding when they watched it happen.
Right,
so what do you call it? And the guy, he hands it back to the guy whose phone it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going, oh my God, that is amazing. Thank you so much. He gave him a big hug.
And
this guy's like a hero. So,
a good bro.
Exactly.
He literally saved that guy's mortgage.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, anyway. So, thank you again for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. That's all for today. Please make sure to continue to rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And we'll be hanging again with you next week.
Love you, Grandma.